are back for today's episode of Margaritas with Margarita Cheng, CFP Pro. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs, producer of Incandescent Radio and TV. Thrilled to be here with our guest, Elaine Chu, Senior Philanthropic Advisor at the Seattle Foundation. So today is our second episode celebrating Asian American, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander Heritage Month. So take it away, Miss Rita, tell us all about it. And we're so happy to have you here, Miss Elaine.
Well, thank you so much, Hope. And thank you, Elaine, for being here. We're so excited that you are helping us celebrate AANHPI Heritage Month, Asian American, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander Heritage Month. Thank you.
Thank you for having me here.
So, Elaine, I know for our viewers and listeners, I had the opportunity to meet Elaine through the CAP program. So CAP is Chartered Advisors of Philanthropy, and Elaine is the Senior Philanthropic Advisor with the Seattle Foundation. So Elaine, how did you become involved in philanthropy?
Well, that's, I would have to go back to my days when I was a kid. You know, with the families that we work with at Seattle Foundation, everybody has a story behind why they give and why they care so much about their communities. When I was a little kid, growing up in New York City, one of my favorite places to be during the holidays is Macy's and all the window displays during the holidays. As my dad and I were walking back to take the subway back home, there was a guy that was sitting in front of the Macy's door, front door, and essentially, he didn't have any shoes on, he didn't have a coat on, so then my dad took off his coat and he gave it to the guy. You know, at the age of 13, that didn't really have a lot of meaning to me, but I did ask him, well, why did you do that, Dad? Now you don't have a coat. And his message to me was, you know, we don't have a lot at home, but you need to realize that there are always people that have less than us. You know, we're taking the subway. I have a home to go to and I have another jacket waiting for me in the closet. So I think from there, that sort of set my tone to want to make some change in the community and help others who want to do the same.
Oh my goodness, Elaine, that is just such a beautiful story. Thank you so much for sharing. And I know that you are a senior philanthropic advisor with the Seattle Foundation. So what does the Seattle Foundation do?
So we're among one of the largest community foundations in the nation. Our mission is to ignite powerful, rewarding philanthropy to make a more vibrant community for all. And we do that in a number of ways. You know, we have our community programs team where we provide targeted long-term strategies to achieve greater equity. So one of our impact strategies include our climate justice initiative, and it really targets communities of colors and low-income communities, leading and shaping efforts to reduce the disproportionate effects of the communities that have been disproportionately and historically been affected already. For my team, the philanthropic services side, we provide a lot of advising work and expertise and personalized services for families who want to maximize their impact to the community. And that's where we feel that work is just absolutely the most rewarding because we're working with families that truly want to provide larger impacts and significant impacts to the community. So we do, you know, one of the curriculums that we go through is our signature curriculum, our Giving with Impact curriculum. It's designed for us to work with families to identify and realize their philanthropic goals, leading up to what we see as legacy philanthropy. So, you know, we work with Generation One, who in turn for Generation Two and Three want to provide the same meaningful impact that their parents or grandparents have provided.
I just love how you're thinking about giving with impact. You know, there's ESG investing, there's impact with investing, but we can have an impact with our giving. So I know we talked about this in our class, but for viewers and listeners, I think it's really important for people to understand the power of community foundations. So what are the benefits to giving or supporting a community foundation versus like writing checks to community-based organizations, nonprofits in your community? So if you could speak to that, that'd be awesome.
So I think for individuals and families that are looking at providing an investment into community foundations, it's by way of donor advised funds. And donor advised funds, you know, allows you to put resources into the fund, but then you don't necessarily have to utilize those funds right away. It gives you time to be more thoughtful and have a more organized and strategic approach to your giving. And for community foundations, we have advisors that can help you with that. And we also realize that it's not a plan that is set in stone. It's really a journey that you and your family take together to realize where your interest level, where your interests are, organizations and communities that you want to support, and what would be the best way to make long-term impacts to those communities and organizations.
Well, thank you so much for sharing. And, you know, this is a really important question. How has COVID impacted the Seattle Foundation, also the Greater Seattle community, and last but not least, the AAPI community? So I know that's like three questions in one, and we have a short podcast, but people are like, oh my gosh, how many minutes do we have? We have 15 minutes.
Right? You know, needless to say, when March 2020, I think, you know, we all felt the impacts of COVID. I think for us as a foundation, personally, you know, we were just all making sure that, you know, us as colleagues and friends were doing self-care and that we were all okay, because not only were we receiving calls from nonprofits asking for help, we had families calling us asking, you know, where do we give to? Where's the greatest need right now? And, you know, I found myself for the first time actually pretty speechless, because I had to think about how I had to think about how to respond to that question. And because everyone needed help at that time. And I think it became more and more apparent to us that some communities were facing wider disparities compared to others, especially communities of color and low-income communities. And how do we come together as a collective effort to help these, groups? And I think that that has impacted us the most in terms of our, you know, what would be the best strategic, thoughtful way to approach this. And I think, you know, the fact is there's been some very dark days during this time in the pandemic, especially in 2020, but I've also seen beautiful things happen. I've seen communities and groups just collectively come together just to help. It didn't matter whether you were a family member or a close friend. People just came together to just help each other out.
I love that. That's so beautiful. And I'm not sure if I told you this, but my aunt lives in Seattle and we visited her in November of 2021. We also had the opportunity to visit some of historic Seattle and go to the Wing Luke Museum. So that was very special. So Elaine, if you don't mind sharing a little bit about Wing Luke and the prominence and importance in Seattle. I know that's not necessarily something that is on our questions, but I thought it'd be great for people to learn a little bit more about those contributions.
You know, thanks for bringing that up, because, you know, the Asian community during the pandemic, you know, right from the get-go, was struggling, not just businesses, but, you know, the hatred around the particular around Asian Americans and Asians were going up, right? Because, you know, there was just the message of noting that, you know, it appears that the pandemic, it was our fault, And that was very, very hard to see the Seattle Chinatown International District community go in despair like that. You know, businesses, there was a lot of vandalism going on. And as I mentioned, you know, in those darkest days, it was very hopeful to see people come together to help that community. And when the Wing Luke, as the only Asian American museum in the Seattle community, I think that has brought not only the awareness of the history of Asian Americans, but also they are working to bring the next generation into this work, into this body of work, and preserving the legacy.
Thank you for that. So community foundations are so important. Of course, you are representing the Seattle Foundation. Feel free to share websites and social media handles so people can learn more about you and the Seattle Foundation.
Yeah, so our website is seattlefoundation.org, and I have to fully admit that I don't know our Twitter and Instagram handle. we can maybe post that, post the podcast. And then certainly you can reach me on LinkedIn. I think that's on the podcast link page. And certainly if you want to get a hold of me, you can find my email address on the website. And I'm more than happy to continue to talk more about community foundations and collective impact.
Elaine, thank you so much for being here, and I'm so glad we met. Congratulations to you. You are a CAP Chartered Advisor of Philanthropy.
Well, thank you very much for having me as your guest. And, and again, kudos to you for joining the CAP program. And, you know, I have to give a shout out to all the nonprofits that are in the community doing great work over the last 2.5 years. And continuing to help people that really need the help.
Thanks so much. Now back to you, Hope.
Thank you. Wow, that is so amazing, Elaine. Yes, we will put all your links all over the place when we produce this so people can absolutely get to see you. So Rena, thank you. Second show today. This has been fantastic. Next Friday, we will be talking with Brad Baldridge of a college funding specialist. Tell us a little bit about Brad before we log off.
So Brad is going to help us learn about how to pay for college. It's not enough to know how to save for college, but how do we pay for college? So you don't want to miss this one.
Absolutely. So much good information from all of your guests. So it is Friday, happy hour, launching the weekend, right? Margaritas with Margarita Chang, CFP Pro. Thank you so much, Elaine Chu. I am Hope Katz-Gibbs, producer of the show, and we wish you a happy, happy, healthy weekend. And we will talk to you next Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern. Take good care. Thank you so much for being part of our Incandescent Radio and TV family. This is Hope Katz-Gibbs, founder of Incandescent Incorporated, the PR and publishing company for women entrepreneurs. Our Incandescent Radio and TV shows are brought to you by our advertisers and clients. Margaritas with Margarita Chang, CFP Pro, brings us 15 minutes of tips every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Facebook Live, where you'll meet experts who are helping us flex our financial muscles. Find all of the episodes at margaritachang.com. You'll also meet intuitive psychotherapist Kara Keem, who interviews therapists and other intuitive guides from around the world. Learn more at karakeem.com. And you're going to love social justice expert Karen Hanrahan, CEO of the San Francisco-based Glide Memorial Foundation. She bridges the gap from local impact to global change on her thought leadership show on Incandescent Radio. Learn more about Karen at karenhanrahan.com. You're also going to love Alina Liao, founder of the radical wellness journaling company zenitjournals.com. Alina asks, have you tried to journal but found it hard to keep up? Zenit makes it easier to journal for your wellness. With Zenit, you can customize your journal with prompts that speak to you. No more blank pages. Your Zenit is your personalized space to take care of yourself. Website, zenitjournals.com. Feel it, write it, Zenit. You'll also meet amazing Tracy Schott, founder of VoicesForChange.com. Tracy is determined to change the world and end domestic violence. Learn more at VoicesForChange.net. And we are so thrilled to be publishing a book for Angela Mitchell, who is the tech expert of case management. And she's also the founder of this fabulous organization, Kids Code 2. She is determined to teach kids to code computers. Talk about teaching a kid to fish. We invite you to discover and peruse all the Incandescent Incorporated websites, the magazine For Women, By Women, About Women, incandescentwomen.com. Our health and wellness magazine is beincandescent.com, the business of mind, body, spirit, soul, and heart. Our YouTube channel is incandescent.tv. And you can learn about our PR and book publishing services at incandescent.us. If you'd like to have your own radio and video show, check us out at incandescentradio.com, where you can see what we can do for you. These podcasts are also featured on iTunes, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Our podcasts are produced by Brandy Wilsker. Our videos are produced by Nelson Benavides. Our website developer is Max Kukoy, and our incandescent illustrator and designer is Michael Glenwood Gibbs. If you'd like to learn more, please send me an email, hope@hopegibbs.com. Here is to your incredible, indelible, incandescent success. Much love and many thanks.